Welcome to the Marietta Daily Journal podcast. Today is Friday, October 8th, and happy 36th birthday to singer Bruno Mars.
Girl, sit your hallelujah, because Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
I'm Dan Ratcliffe, and here are today's top stories presented by Johnson & Alday Attorneys at Law. A case involving the shooting deaths of two sisters to be tried in Alabama. Smyrna is considered implementing microtransit. Cobb and Marietta school board members react to federal action against threats toward educators and the board. Cobb and Marietta Teachers of the Year add handprints to Walk of Honor on Marietta Square. A water main break affects 170 homes and two schools in Kennesaw. And finally, Cobb counted 8 COVID-19 deaths on Wednesday.
Everyone loves a winner when they're in your corner. With over 40 years of experience, Johnson & Alday can help you win in a variety of scenarios. Whether it's an auto accident, slip and fall, dog bite, or anything in between, Johnson & Alday can help you win. And here's the best part. They are so confident in their detailed process that they won't charge you a dime until your recovery for an injury claim has been secured. Visit them online at johnsonallday.com or call 678-785-9595 to get started.
Three Rome men charged with killing two half-sisters in May 2020 will be tried in Alabama. The men are accused of killing Venita Nicole Richardson and Truvenia Campbell over a misplaced wallet and dumping their bodies off a bridge in Rome. The case was moved to Alabama after evidence pointed to the actual killings happening just over the state line. Warrants taken out in Cherokee County, Alabama, charged Desmond Brown and Devin Watts with capital murder and Christopher Pullen with murder. That means Brown and Watts could potentially face the death penalty in Alabama for the shooting deaths of the two women. At this point, the warrants have not yet been served. While the men still face numerous charges in Floyd County, the case in Floyd County Superior Court has been placed on the dead docket as of Monday to allow for prosecution in Alabama. All the men involved were arrested a few days later on other charges and held in jail. Cobb's second largest city is eyeing its own public transit service and is looking to Valdosta and Hall County for inspiration. Based on a consultant's recommendations, the city is considering mobility on demand, also known as microtransit, an uncommon but growing form of public transit on offer or in the works in Valdosta, Hall County, and a handful of other municipalities. Put simply, it would be a sort of public Uber, an app-based service residents could use to hail a door-to-door trip within certain zones. A 7-member task force leading the discussion heard Wednesday from a principal at consulting firm Tyndale Oliver, who suggested the city authorize a feasibility study expected to cost between $200,000 and $250,000. The study would, among other things, lay out exact zones and schedules for the service, the technology it would rely on, and potential sources of funding. Cobb County's public transit service, the Cobb Link Bus Network, already runs through Smyrna, but the city has never had its own transit service. Conversations about a city-run transit system began under the administration of the previous mayor, Max Bacon, who authorized a study that was completed last fall. The study suggested micro-transit zones that could, as demand grows, become fixed-route circulator buses with micro-transit continuing to offer last-mile service. Eventually, buses would connect those zones to each other and to potential high-capacity transit lines on South Cobb Drive and I-285. Local school board members have mixed feelings over the federal government's announcement that it will work to combat a rise in threats against educators and board members over hot-button school issues like mask mandates and critical race theory. Some on the Cobb and Marietta board say they appreciate the show of support, while others say it represents a government overreach. While Cobb School Board Chairman Randy Scammahorn and Trey Hutchins both said they were aware of differing opinions in their district, Angela Orange, chair of the Marietta Board of Education, and board member Jason Waters said they had not heard of any threats against board members, administrators, or educators in Marietta schools. So far, Marietta School Board meetings have not been disrupted by any outbursts or protests, while in Cobb, the district's headquarters in Marietta had been the scene of multiple protests with hundreds in attendance. In neighboring Cherokee County, an August school board meeting was shut down because some members of the audience continued interrupting. The association asked for the federal government to take over investigations of cases when threats or violence could be considered violations of federal civil rights laws, as well as assess threats to boards and educators.
Swung line drive left field. One run is in. Here comes Breen. Here's the throw to the plate. He is safe. Braves win.
As the Braves head off to Milwaukee for the playoffs, the Battery has plans for fans to show their spirit and have some fun. Here's community reporter Matt Golden with the story.
The Atlanta Braves will host watch parties at the Battery for the first two games of the National League Division Series, as the team is in Milwaukee to face the Brewers today and tomorrow. The watch parties will be held on the plaza and will begin 30 minutes before first pitch. Game 1 is scheduled to start today at 4:37, with Game 2 starting tomorrow at 5:07. Among the scheduled activities are a meet and greet with Braves alumni, appearances by the mascot Blooper and the Braves entertainment teams, and photo opportunities with the 2021 National League East Championship pennant. On Friday, fans are encouraged to rep the A and wear their Braves gear all day, sharing photos of themselves on social media by tagging the Braves and using the hashtag BattleATL.
Two Teachers of the Year, one from the Cobb School District and one from Marietta, were recognized Wednesday for their impact on their districts and their ability to inspire their students. Beth Foster, an ESOL and History Civics teacher at Osborne High School, and Laura Florence, a first grade teacher at Sawyer Road Elementary School, had their handprints unveiled along the prestigious Teacher Walk of Honor on Marietta Square. Foster and Florence's handprints join the scores of others along the walkway created with the Cobb Chamber of Commerce-initiated tradition more than three decades ago. Surrounded by colleagues, families, friends, students, and other community members and leaders, the handprints of Foster and Florence were unveiled along one of the square's perimeter walkways, and the two teachers placed their hands in the prints for a traditional photograph. The Teachers of the Year will be further celebrated on October 26th with the Chamber's Teacher of the Year breakfast. You deserve better than your bank. Better service, better rates, better solutions. If you live or work in Cobb County, now is the perfect time to make the switch to the Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank. Since 1960, Credit Union of Georgia has been providing Northwest Georgia with financial solutions that make sense for your home, business, and family. As a homegrown, not-for-profit cooperative, our members are our mission. Not only will you get the best loan rates, you'll get personalized customer service from people who understand your needs. Plus, Credit Union of Georgia provides real convenience with a network of more than 30,000 accessible ATMs and branch locations across the country. Of course, there's also 5 locations right here in Cobb County. Ready to see how much better your banking can be with Credit Union of Georgia? Become a member today or apply for a loan online by visiting www.cuofga.org. Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank.
Engineered Solutions is your locally owned and operated commercial and residential foundation company that specializes in foundation repair, basement waterproofing, and crawl space encapsulation.
I'm consumer investigator Dale Cardwell. I've done the research already, so you don't have to.
678-ESOG now.
A water main break on Ben King Road affected as many as 170 homes and two schools Wednesday morning. Early Wednesday, Cobb County posted that crews were on the scene of the break near Ben King Road's intersection with Cary Farm Road, working to make repairs. Around 11:10 a.m., the county posted again saying water service would be restored momentarily. Along with the homes, nearby Big Shandy Elementary School and St. Catherine of Siena Catholic School were affected. Because of the water disruption, students at Big Shandy were relocated to North Cobb High School for the remainder of the day. The Georgia Department of Public Health said that COVID-19 case numbers reported Wednesday were artificially low due to a technical issue with processing electronic lab reports overnight. The reported numbers for hospitalizations and deaths, however, were not affected by this issue and are accurate. It was another deadly day in Cobb then, as the effects of the Delta variant surge continue to claim lives. Even as the cases decline, the death rate has risen over the past 2 weeks from an average of 3.1 deaths per day to an average of 5.3 deaths per day. Statewide, there has been more than 100 deaths per day since September 17th. Excluding weekends, DPH only reports COVID-19 numbers Monday through Friday. Cobb County recorded an additional 8 deaths and 6 hospitalizations on Wednesday. For the whole state of Georgia, an additional 157 deaths and 207 hospitalizations.
Are you struggling to find the right home in these tough markets? Hi, I'm Jeffrey Drake of Drake Realty, with 7 offices across Metro Atlanta and 2 right here in Cobb County. The real estate market in Cobb County can be competitive. That's why you need a team on your side. My team of over 700 agents is one of the biggest in the county, and we have been turning dreams into realities for 28 years now. Next time you decide to buy or sell in Cobb, trust the team that knows the lay of the land. Visit us online at drakerealty.com.
When you have experienced the loss of a loved one, you can trust Carmichael Funeral Home to guide you through the arrangements necessary to create a meaningful ceremony that celebrates the unique life being honored. At Carmichael Funeral Homes in Smyrna and Marietta, our staff is committed to providing your family with the highest quality care and service in your time of need. In addition, we take pride in our responsibility to lighten your burden as you take the first steps toward healing. No matter what your choice, we believe in lives lived well. Please contact us with any questions regarding your pre-arrangement requests. At Carmichael Funeral Homes in Smyrna and Marietta, individual attention, providing support to the community, healing lives and grieving hearts, and celebrating lives well lived are our privilege to help. Contact us today or visit us online at carmichaelfuneralhomes.com. Celebrating memories you'll always cherish. Carmichael Funeral Homes. Thanks for listening to the Marietta Daily Journal podcast. Add us to your Alexa Flash Briefing or your Google Home Briefing, and be sure to like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. This podcast is a production of BG Ad Group. Darren Sutherland, executive producer. Jeremy Powell, creative director. Jacob Sutherland, director. Producers Jason Gentarola and Matt Golden. And Kezia May, copywriter. All rights reserved.